It's Friday afternoon, heading into a holiday weekend, and up next on Downtown, it's time to talk food, or perhaps the lack thereof, as we catch up with Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine and Food Coma TV for this week's Shut Up and Eat. And Joe, the juice fast has ended. Was it successful?
The juice fast has ended, yes. It was successful. I went 7 solid days with not a bite of food.
And here you are talking to us, so clearly you lived through it. How did you feel after 7 days?
Yes, I did not die. I'll be honest. Ever since I literally, the minute I started eating food again, I was like, oh, I'm actually having anxiety again. Like, it's amazing the difference not eating, you know, providing your body with nutrients, but not having to, you know, have the brain take all the energy to digest food and everything. It's amazing what a difference it makes. I felt very clear. I don't think I would shut up for like 7 days. I just caught people's ear off. I think I was kind of obnoxious, to be honest. I was drinking like, 4 to 5 liters of water a day also to kind of keep everything moving. But definitely a very unique experience that I will do again, probably sooner than later.
Did you find, too, because I know, no matter what you're doing, but especially if you're trying to do better, whether it's to lose weight or whether it's just to be healthier or whatever the conditions are, there can be so much stress related to food. Did you find that it was also very freeing to know what your limits were?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely liberating to know that I could go without food. Just the amount of time, it made me realize how much time every day I spend thinking about what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to cook, like stressing about, the preparations and like, the ingredients and just having all those things gone. And also, taking a break from booze on top of that. I was like, oh, wow, there's so many other things in my life I can focus on and catch up on. I always knew that I was obsessed with food, but it never was quite as painfully apparent as when I wasn't eating it.
Now, I was reading about this today, just doing a little bit of research on juice fasting, and I didn't know about another option, which is juice feasting. Can you talk about the difference between the two?
I'm not entirely sure. Juice feasting, if I'm not mistaken, is when you're eating a lot of vegetables but also having juice. Is that correct?
Right, right.
It's all like a raw diet, but of solid, but you're also having juice. So basically sounds like a nutrient explosion, I'm sure can't be bad for you. Sounds like juice feasting would actually be a good transition from juice fasting, rather than going straight to BODA and then Papa.
It sounds like, too, it's good for people who have some dietary restrictions and needs, like people who are diabetic and things of that sort.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, one of the reasons I did the juice thing to begin with was just, coming to the realization that, I have to start worrying about, diabetes and things like that, when you live a certain way. And I think also, if you've ever watched that documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, it's on Netflix now.
Yes.
It shows the effectiveness in these cleanses of being able to reset your body. Because, especially with diabetes, sugar is in so many things that you don't realize that it's in. It's not just dessert. That it's really hard, just eating like a regular person even, to avoid sugar to a point where it's going to really reset the body. So by doing the juice blend, it's a very easy way to regulate that. The sugar is coming from, mostly the fruit, but you're going for 80% vegetables and 20% fruit. So it's really, really healthy in that way. Because sugar, I think most people blame gluten and all that and fat. But I think sugar is really the number one culprit as far as people's health problems. And if you eliminate sugar, you basically by default eliminate so much terrible food, as far as health wise, not certainly not taste wise, it tastes delicious. But I don't know. It's like I said, I'm not a medical professional, and I only know what I've been told and what I experienced when I did this myself. But it felt about as healthy as anything I've ever done.
We're talking to Joe Riccio here on Downtown. What's been the tougher transition back to a more, I don't want to say normal, but a more typical eating pattern? Is it the physical or the mental?
It's both. I've not been craving fried or really unhealthy food. I've actually been craving a lot of either cold, like chilled food,
mm-hmm.
or soup, like either one. And the portions, like I just haven't wanted to eat a large quantity, because I guess you're still trying to hold on to that, like that feeling of, because I've literally felt 50 pounds lighter. I mean, I don't know what I actually weighed before and after, because I didn't want to know, because I didn't want it to be depressing. I put it all back on. But, I felt like I was carrying around 50 pounds less. So I wasn't really anxious to immediately reverse that, you know? I'm actually already thinking about drinking juice again. So I've still been drinking and making juices in the morning instead of breakfast. But I don't know. It's a hard thing, I guess. Like, food is amazing, but same time, it's trying to find that balance. I tend to take everything as far as I can possibly take it, whether it's drinking, eating, or fasting. So I guess it's in my nature to, not moderate in whatever I do. But
well, now, to do this for 7 days, obviously it was successful and you were able to stick to it. Now, I was just wondering, because so much of eating is our conditioning, and we eat quite often when we're not hungry. We eat out of habit. The time that we take tends to be similar. So if you eat fast, you end up eating more. Did you find that you were slowing down when drinking the juices to make it seem a little bit more like a meal?
Yes, absolutely. You're sort of like, you're savoring it. You're like, all right, this is the, I'm not going to have another thing that's not water for another 3 or 4 hours. So I should definitely enjoy this. And I got fun to vary it. From the green juices to the beet-driven ones to carrot, and plus, I mean, the juices are delicious. It was far less time-consuming than obsessing about food. Another thing that I don't really understand, but I guess a lot of people express this concern, is I'm not really sure where we came up with that it's healthy to only have the 3 meals a day kind of routine. To me, that's basically setting yourself up for fatigue 3 times a day, once when you wake up, once in the middle of the day, once at the end of the day, because, I feel like 7 small meals, where you just eat when you're hungry and don't shame yourself when you're hungry and you eat, but just don't eat till you're full. It makes so much more sense to me to kind of keep the body, in motion and burning calories, keep the metabolism up, than 3 just like pulverizing meals. Because we only get 3 meals a day. They seem like they have to be like more of a special occasion.
And plenty of research says that's not the healthiest way to go, whether it's to maintain weight or even just to maintain optimal performance, that you'd be much better off, as you said, to eat when you're hungry and walk away without feeling like, oh my God, what did I just do to myself?
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's like all the pleasure of a lot of things, food, alcohol. I mean, it, when you add in guilt or shame on top of all those things, it's almost like, what's the point?
Yeah.
It's like it takes all of the reward system, of all the whatever dopamine or whatever it released in your brain to make you feel good while you were consuming it, seems to be immediately counteracted with a not so good feeling. So I guess, I'm trying to figure out, if you're trying to find that middle ground, or just kind of like, changing your whole mindset and maybe not fetishizing the food and the booze or whatever as much. I don't know. Obviously there are people who spend their entire lives doing this for, as their profession. So my 1 week experiment, I'll be honest, it definitely opened my eyes in a lot of ways, and it has me thinking a lot more.
Well, I'm very intrigued by it. I'm wondering now, how far into it before you stopped being tempted?
Actually, I'll be honest with you, the hardest day was day 6. Day 6 was the only hard day for me. The other ones were all just like, I'd have a moment, like each of them at night when I'd be hanging out with somebody, and the idea, because people would always be like, it's not a big deal, you've made it this far, like, you've already done a good job, like, it's fine. I'm like, I have done a good job, and then I just kind of dispel that notion. But day 6, I was really craving food all day. And then I worked in a bar that night till like 3 in the morning, somehow I was so hungry when I got out, and I was like, I just want to go get like a pizza at a gas station or something. But I'm like, I resisted and made it through day seven to that night. So it's been 7 days, but I think that all just comes back to your willingness, need, you know, want to do it. If somebody ever forced me to do it, it would be an entirely different story.
Oh, sure.
I could not be forced to do this kind of thing.
Well, I think it's great. I salute you on it. I think it's terrific. I want to learn more about it and maybe give it a shot myself. I don't know that I can make it 7 days, but I might like to give it a little 3-day spin and see how that feels.
I feel like, you know what? every day you go by just, you know, overloading yourself with things that are really good for your body and avoiding what you would have probably eaten anyway, I think that's better than nothing, you know?
Absolutely. Well, that sounds great. Hey, Joe, thanks as always. We appreciate you checking in. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Talk to you soon.